Democrat and Republican senators hail Biden decision to send tanks to Ukraine. By Christina Wong on January 26, 2023. Both Democrat and Republican senators on Thursday hailed President Joe Biden's decision to send 31 Abrams manned battle tanks to Ukraine in the face of decreasing American public backing for indefinite support for the embattled country. Biden characterized the decision as helping to defend Ukraine, amid concerns it is an escalatory move in the nearly one-year-long war, which began when Russia invaded Ukraine last February. "That's what this is about, helping Ukraine defend and protect Ukrainian land. It is not an offensive threat to Russia. There is no offensive threat to Russia," Biden said. A poll released last month by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs showed that while 65% of Americans supported supplying Ukraine with weapons, only 48% said the U.S. should support Ukraine for as long as it takes, a 10% drop from July. The tanks came as part of a package that brings U.S. military assistance to over $27.8 billion and overall U.S. aid to Ukraine to more than $113 billion since the beginning of the war. Nonetheless, there were few voices of dissent over Biden's decision from the Senate. The Senate's number 2 Democrat Senator Dick Durbin, D.E.L., tweeted, "I'm in strong support of it. POTUS sending these tanks in step with our European allies to help repel Russia." Senator Chris Coons, DITA, a close Biden ally, tweeted, "Great news, I'm glad President Biden is continuing to give them the tools they need as they prepare for a spring counteroffensive." Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, tweeted, "Significant, strong show of support. American tanks will be instrumental in the spring offensive against Putin's barbaric assault." Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, tweeted, "By sending tanks to the brave Ukrainians fighting for their freedom, we're joining our allies in committing to provide aid where we can to help make sure Putin loses this war that he chose." Senator Gary Peters, DME, tweeted, "During World War II, Michigan was the arsenal of democracy. Now we're defending democracy abroad again by helping to build these tanks, which will support Ukrainian efforts in Russia's illegal war. We stand with Ukraine and Michiganders of Ukrainian descent." Although there was one Republican lone voice that criticized the decision, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, other Republicans hailed the decision and said it was long overdue. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, the top Republican in the Senate, said in a statement, "I was happy to learn yesterday and this morning that, indeed, both the White House and their counterparts in Germany are finally moving forward with these overdue steps. Modern manned battle tanks will provide highly maneuverable, armored firepower that will help Ukraine liberate territory and keep pressure on the Russian aggressors. But time is of the essence," he said, calling on the West to do more. He also called for serious work to expand the capacity of our defense industrial base. Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, member of the Armed Services Committee, also called it a welcome development and said the decision should have been made months ago. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said, "The correct decision again comes too late." Senator Lindsey Graham said in a video statement on Twitter, "Very pleased that the Biden administration has finally decided to supply American tanks to the Ukraine." Hawley, the lone voice of criticism, tweeted, "Another forever war, while China runs rampant, undeterred." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.